only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, big riggers. How you doing today? Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk about all things trucking. In this video, we will discuss an incident that just occurred between a truck driver and a Michigan State Police officer. Please remember to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell at the bottom. Thanks a lot. Okay, getting into this. Are truck drivers criminals? Are some drivers killers? Are truck stops breeding grounds for criminal activity? Do some truck drivers lead a criminal double life? Well, the answers to that could be maybe, maybe, possibly, possibly, maybe, maybe. Everybody's different. You know, who's to say? Back about 10 years ago, an author named Ginger Gail Strand released a book entitled Killer on the Road, Violence in the American Interstate. In this book, she examined, using some facts, some theories, and a lot of political diatribe about how the interstate system was actually the root cause of all evil that exists in America. And by extension, the trucking industry was a major player in this evil that's permeating America. I would agree that the trucking industry has had their fair share of criminals, including murderers. You know, however, it's a huge leap to blame America's interstate system and the trucking industry, by extension, has a root cause mayhem, all mayhem in America. With that being said, when incidents happen, like what just occurred in St. Joseph Township in Berrien County, Michigan, it does make truckers and the trucking industry as a whole look like criminals. Check out this video.
And then I actually got behind a semi and next thing you know, I'm trying to stop, beep the horn, tell him to stop, because, you know, he just struck a car down at the park. And next thing you know, he full speed ahead right into a house. It's crazy.
And breaking this morning, a Tennessee trucker is dead after a police officer shot him in Berrien County's St. Joseph Township. Now, that reaction was from a neighbor who witnessed the start of a series of events leading up to that shooting.
State police handling the investigation tell us a St. Joseph Township officer tried to stop that truck near a small park across from Riverview Park last night. The truck then crashed into a squad car and left the scene on Riverbend Avenue. As it was leaving, the truck slammed into a home on Riverbend before the trucker got out and ran. The St. Joseph Township officer caught the suspect about a half mile away. State police say the two started fighting, leading to that gunshot. The suspect, identified as a 42-year-old man from Tennessee, was taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. The witness you heard from claimed that that semi-truck was traveling around 60 miles per hour when it crashed into the house. We'll continue to bring you updates on air and online as this developing story continues.
Also, okay, now, this video is still being investigated. It literally just happened. And the only information we really know right now is that the driver was 42 years old and from Tennessee. They haven't notified his family yet, so that's why we don't know anything else besides his age and from where he was from at this point in time. Questions remain about this. There's very varying reports that I have read during my research on this that stated that the state police were performing a wellness check on the driver. Wellness check. Does that mean that he was in a sleeper berth and he was rousted out of sleeping berth? I don't know. It's unclear. Why would the driver, once you know the police came up, why would that driver ram the state police car? And then why would the driver flee, get, you know, half mile, three quarters of a mile down the road, going 60 miles an hour, fail to negotiate a curve and run through a house, and then jump out of the truck and attempt to flee before being tackled by police, tussling with police, and then get shot and killed? Why did all this happen? What were the circumstances of him rustling around with the cop on the ground and getting shot? Did he go for the cop's gun? I don't know. At this point in time, once again, all we can do is wait for further updated information on this, and we'll go from there. But once I hear more about this, I'll keep you updated. Until then, remember to like, subscribe, and ring that notification bell at the bottom. Thanks a lot. Take care. Talk to you later. Bye.
I can't hardly wait till I'm a trucker.